In today's episode, I want to talk about building confidence because this really is a game changer in our lives, isn't it? Whether it's with your finances, career, or personal life, being confident in yourself can unlock so many opportunities. But let's be honest, building confidence can feel like a huge mountain to climb. I feel so passionate about this topic, not only because I know it's a powerful tool for one's life, but I also wanted to talk about this because it's something that I actually struggle with myself. Even though I'm online every single day posting content, I still struggle with confidence, I'm not gonna lie. I question myself a lot and I'm always wondering if what I'm doing is the right thing. By growing online in the personal finance space, I've been approached by a handful of people now for speaking engagements, and thinking about this literally makes me feel sick to my stomach, and I've said no every single time except for one. I'm honestly so terrified to speak in front of a crowd. I know practice makes perfect, but this is one of those areas that I've always been petrified of. On the other hand, something I'm very confident about is my money and the direction that I'm headed. The reason why is because I've spent the last 5 years becoming financially literate. I would argue that this is probably one of the most important things to be confident about. This is why I do what I do now. I just teach people about money so that as many people as possible can feel financially free and confident. Most of us weren't taught in school about money, and many of us were not taught about this growing up either, myself included. So I now use my platform for as much good as possible. So now I want to dig into why confidence matters, how to start building it into your life, and of course, give you actionable steps to help you feel more empowered moving forward. Confidence is that thing that pushes you to take action even when you're unsure. Take this podcast, for example. This is something I've been wanting to launch for over a year now, and I finally pulled the trigger. Even though I don't have all the right answers to what my podcast is and what it will be, I just know I need to take that initial step and start. The only reason why I was able to do that is because I'm confident in myself and what I'm doing, and I know that somehow this will just work out just like it did with my social media and my own business. So when it comes to negotiating a raise, voicing your opinions in important meetings, tackling your budget, or trying something completely out of your comfort zone, the confidence that you have in yourself is what will help you get there. Back in the day, I always liked to stay in my comfort zone, but the older that I got and realized how quickly time passes by, the more I wanted to get away from that zone. I don't know about you, but I don't want to avoid challenges anymore because I'm scared to fail. That's so boring. Growth will only happen when you push past that fear of yours, even if it's just a little bit at a time. So when it comes to money, confidence plays a massive role. It's what's going to help you start that small business, side hustle, or investment account, or just have an honest conversation about money with someone you trust. Just like habits, confidence is completely contagious and it builds momentum. When you accomplish something or do something that you feel mildly uncomfortable, it will remind you that you're capable and that you can do it. Once you start introducing belief and confidence in yourself, it'll start to show up in other parts of your lives more naturally each time. Think about this. You started automating $100 into your emergency fund every single month, and at first it felt like nothing. But over time, you saw that balance grow and got closer and closer to your financial goal. That right there builds confidence. All of a sudden, you've built a fully funded emergency fund and you're eager to start learning about investing. Are you starting to see the pattern? I can pinpoint the first time in my life when I felt financially confident, and that was when I had paid off my credit card debt. The immense sense of relief was huge, but not only that, I was like, shit, I did that. It built an intense momentum and almost an obsession around money. I wanted more, but I wanted to nurture it and build wealth, and that is what I'm working on today. A lot of us grew up thinking money was so complicated and intimidating. For many, we were told that talking about money is taboo, or perhaps you made mistakes in the past that now leave you with guilt and that feeling of that you can't get this right. Here's the truth. Confidence is not about knowing it all. It's about having the ability to trust yourself. You'll stop second guessing every single decision, and instead you trust yourself to take action and adjust as needed and just keep moving forward. This doesn't mean that you won't ever feel worried or that you'll never make mistakes again, but it does mean that you'll trust yourself to handle whatever comes your way. Think about a time when you felt really proud of yourself. Tap into that feeling. How did that make you feel? Write this down. This is the energy that we want to carry into 2025. So how does one actually build confidence? For most of us, we aren't born with it. It's really a skill, which means you can be taught. It's something that you'll work on and build up with time and effort. I really love the analogy where you think of confidence as a muscle. The more consistent you are, the stronger you'll get. Confidence works the exact same way. It takes practice. Another important thing to really think about is that the more you understand something, the less intimidating it'll feel. It gets easier with time. And every single person out there in the world, including you, have the ability to build this confidence. An easy tip is to start small because you'll get instant feedback of like, hey, I can actually do this, or that wasn't so bad. This will motivate you to keep going and you'll feel really good too. Some examples of small wins in money and life can be saving $5 per week, reading a personal finance book, learning about different financial terms, or standing up and talking in a meeting. So some people like the saying and some people don't. I personally do, and my motto for a lot of my life was fake it till you make it. Look, I never finished post-secondary and I still worked my way up in the corporate marketing world, which is still so wild to me. But if I didn't know something, I would always research and figure it out on my own. And eventually, when I became more confident, I started to become comfortable asking for help or guidance whenever I needed. Fake it till you make it doesn't necessarily suggest that you have to or you should be pretending to be someone that you're not, but there is a power that comes with the saying. Even if you have imposter syndrome or you feel like you don't know anything, if you act as if you're confident, even though you're not quite there yet, you'll portray yourself as you are. There are so many studies done on how your brain responds to your actions. If you act confident by standing tall, speaking with clarity, or taking action, it can actually trick your brain into feeling confident over time. For me, when I did a public speaking engagement a few months ago, I practiced in front of the mirror. I'm not even kidding. This really did help. Even though I was really nervous when it was time to be on the panel and my heart was beating like freaking crazy, I felt more comfortable than if I hadn't practiced ahead of time. Another tip for building confidence is surrounding yourself with positivity. The people you surround yourself with have a huge impact on your confidence, and it's so important to find your people. Good adult friends are so hard to find, but when you do find them, it's amazing. I love having super driven and confident friends, not only because I get inspired by them, but also because they push me to be better. On the other hand, if you're constantly around negativity or doubt, it's going to be incredibly hard to believe in yourself. Take note of who's influencing you. Are your friends encouraging or bringing you down? Think about social media too. What is it that you're consuming? Are you just doom scrolling, or are you following and engaging with people on social media who inspire, educate, and help you? Or do they make you feel less than? For me, I've always loved following creators who are open, honest, and relatable. When I see someone absolutely crushing it at their business, I celebrate their wins, and it also lights a fire under my ass. I get so beyond motivated. I've never understood people who want to tear people down when they become successful. It's honestly so bizarre to me. If you don't see someone else's success as motivation, I don't know what to tell you. Another key piece to building confidence is to set clear and achievable goals. And by the way, I did a deep dive on this a couple episodes ago, so I'll give you a TLDR version here. Your confidence will grow when you know what you're working toward. If your goals are super vague, it's easy for it to just get lost. You want to be specific and you want to set clear timelines for your goals. As you know, confidence will not be built overnight, but with every step that you take, the closer you get. Take this from me. You don't have to wait until you're 100% ready. You just need to start. So this week, I'm going to challenge you to take one tiny action that pushes you outside of your comfort zone, and it will give you that boost and reminder that you're capable. Trust me, you'll thank yourself later for this one. Now, I want you to focus on what you can do for your confidence in 2025. Building confidence starts with being self-aware, which means you have to be so in tune with yourself. You need to know your strengths, your weaknesses, and the things that matter most to you. I want you to think about what went well this year and how you can build on that. And if something didn't go as planned, remember, this is not a failure. It's just feedback. What can you tweak? Reflect on moments that made you feel good about being proud of yourself. What were you doing? Why did you feel that way? And on the other hand, also identify areas where you felt less confident. What did happen? And why did you feel a certain type of way? Was it because you lacked knowledge, experience, support, or something else? I really want you to embrace consistency next year. I want you to show up for yourself over and over and over again. Confidence isn't going to come from one crazy big achievement. It will come from the systems that you set in place and to trust yourself. Let's say next year you want to feel more financially confident and you know that you need to become financially literate. Well, it'll be time to set aside 10 minutes every single day to learn about personal finance. This can be in the form of a book, watching a video, or listening to a podcast. Let's say you're on a 10-day streak. Make sure you celebrate this and continue to celebrate these small wins regularly. Maybe you take yourself to your favorite coffee shop once per month as a month-end treat. Next year, you should focus on stepping out of your comfort zone. I'm going to do this as well, so hold me accountable, please. Say yes to opportunities that scare you just a little bit, because remember, confidence will grow when you actually push yourself to try new things, even if they feel uncomfortable. It'll get easier. If I didn't step out of my comfort zone 2.5 years ago and started posting on social media, I would not be where I'm at today. I'm self-employed, I make a very pretty penny, and I can just focus on my passion, which is my business. Because of my social media, I've been able to work with some incredible brands, which include multi five-figure deals, and sometimes I seriously have to pinch myself. Not only does this translate well financially for me, but it has also boosted my confidence immensely. I really hope that today's episode of Building Confidence has sparked something inside of you. When I was planning to do this one, I felt rejuvenated again because confidence is a great reminder of where you've been versus where you're now. My younger self would never believe where I am today. And look, confidence is not just for reaching your goals and making big moves in your career. It's really about living a more fulfilling life. I know when I feel confident, I just feel so much better and at ease with myself. And I would love to have that feeling all of the time. And I'm sure you do too. So as you step into 2025, take some time to think about where you want to grow and what's holding you back. I want you to show up. Try and learn every single day. Use the new year as a clean slate and dig deep into what makes you tick. The more in tune you are, the easier it will be to build confidence. And I challenge you to celebrate the little things you accomplish because the more you acknowledge your progress, the more confident you'll feel to tackle what's next to come. So before you move on with your day, I want you to do one thing. Write down one area in your life where you want to build more confidence in yourself next year. It can be anything, whether it be your finances, your career, lifestyle, or your relationships. Write down one small step you're going to take to start working on it. And remember, confidence is going to be growing from action and not just from thinking about it. And with that, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, make sure you follow the Balanced Pursuit podcast and perhaps share this with someone who might need a little boost of confidence to head into the new year. I really loved making this episode come to life because confidence is something I both love and struggle with myself. So creating this one almost felt like a bit of a therapy session for me. Anyway, I'll see you next week.